Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm. Or wherever it is that you get podcasts from, we appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Delta City.
That would be really weird.
It'd be weird if Delta City wasn't in the Delta.
It's like the...
But it is.
It's like the Emerald City, but it's in the Delta.
Right. Yeah, but it...
I'd be interested to see what the Delta... What is that echo?
Why am I hearing you?
I don't know. What happened?
My computer was not muted. Technical difficulties.
You mute yourself!
Well, I was moving the camera out of the... Well, not the camera, but the video. I was moving your face out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And I guess if you click on it, it unmutes it. So
anyway, it's in the Delta.
All right.
There you go.
Delta City, baby.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this what's going to be really cold weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Sizzle's a very warm word, so you want to take advantage of that.
When I hear sizzle, I think fajita.
Yeah.
And there's no better fajita than steak.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I made for dinner last night.
I
bought a flank steak and a skirt steak and cooked them both on the griddle.
I had at Vanderbilt a burrito that was the size of my head.
Oh.
Had beans and rice and steak in it.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
We both enjoyed some Mexican cuisine last night.
That's a very dangerous meal to eat before a ball game.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in quite literally a crow's nest.
Yes.
But I made it through.
You did good.
No issues.
Enjoy some beef this weekend. Put a steak on the grill. You deserve it. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. They have a great selection of outerwear, which is really what you need to be looking at right now. State Script, Interlocking, M over S, they've got it all right there. A lot of great name brands. It's just different stuff. They've got pullovers. They've got quarter zips. They've got hoodies. They've got sweatshirts. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in this town, and many others, is at Restaurant Tyler. If you're looking to grab a great meal this Friday night, if you want to enjoy a fantastic meal Friday before you go to the game on Saturday, get a table at Restaurant Tyler. Grab a steak there. Grab one of the best meals in this city is the pork chop at Restaurant Tyler. It is fantastic. I get it nearly every time I go there for dinner, and has never, ever disappointed me. And it won't disappoint you either, along with my favorite dessert in this whole city, the famous stuffed pancake.
Very good.
If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal, it's really easy to do in Starkville. You just got to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, they're going to show you how to help you. They're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you manage your money, help you plan and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you can't afford to wait around. You can't afford to not get answers in a timely fashion. That's why you need a bank like Priority One Bank that values you as a customer and gives you the service that you deserve. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we do anything else on this show, before we talk a minute of Mississippi State sports, ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes upon the number one sports writer in the state of Mississippi,
allegedly,
Stanley Falk.
Well, what a Falk!
Oh, man.
Somebody give me a jar to break some glass here or something. Congratulations. Look at you.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
it.
Red as a beet right this second. Come on.
I don't like when people call me out or
oh, I'm not
say nice things about me. I'm used to people saying
well, that's
bad
we,
things.
So we got
me.
Married.
If somebody says something bad about me,
I mean,
it doesn't bother me nearly as bad as somebody
this show is not over yet. So, I mean, it's very possible we could have a disagreement at some point. But congratulations to you to not only win, but you beat two titans of the industry, Rick Cleveland and Parrish Alford. You when you got nominated for this award, you
I was
said,
just happy to be
you're like, I mean, Rick Cleveland's going to win it for the 58th time.
He's won it 12 times, I think.
12 times.
12.
Well, perhaps you're starting a new, as Tywin Lannister would say, you're about to start a new dynasty here.
Yeah.
13 in a row coming up for Robbie Volk.
Yeah, I'm really, really grateful for that recognition. I mean, it's I've never won anything. The last thing I think I won was I've gotten like second place in writing contests or like I think one time I got first place like for a story I did.
Mm-hmm.
We as a collective at Starkville Daily, we won the
state
national
title stuff, right?
No, it was we actually didn't even you have to pay for that. So our paper stopped like paying to be in that company or net organization or whatever that the ASM whatever that
NLSA?
Was. Not that one. This is a different one.
Okay, okay.
It's like the AP thing or whatever.
Okay. NPSE.
Yeah, probably. I think
that's
it.
Right. Yeah.
So we've kind of I think we've stopped participating in that, but like we for a state championship game, Starkville Academy, we got the front page.
Mm-hmm.
We won the best front page or whatever.
Okay.
But
there you go.
The last thing I think I won was, I got like best school spirit at Winston Academy, like my junior year, I think.
A team that is ranked ahead of Mississippi State just lost UConn.
Yeah,
lost to Villanova.
People were talking. I don't think UConn's very good.
For Villanova.
I was trying to talk about, you know, like my accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
and you introduced the accomplishment, and in the middle of the accomplishment, you're
well. It just happened.
Currently watching
right
something
now.
Else.
It just happened right.
Interrupting
now.
Me.
Oh, now okay. See, here's what happens. I talk good about you, and then one thing happens, and now
you try to see at the first sign of dissension. You start to say, oh, well, I tried to do something nice for you, and here's
somebody,
what I get.
Somebody bring the barbershop window in here for me.
The first sign. The first
is there a problem with Thunder and Lightning? No, I don't think so. Anyway, just calm down over there. You, great, great honor for you. Definitely well-earned, well-deserved. Nobody works harder than you. And I think, I'm excited for you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it. I'm very thankful to be able to cover the teams, the players, the coaches that I do. I know a lot of times we talk about on here how miserable we are, but it truly is a dream come true for us, and I'm very thankful that we get to do it on a daily basis.
And you got a little, as the kids say, you got a little dap. You got dapped up last night by Chris James.
Twice,
yeah.
He
twice.
If you go, look at my video I did with Cam Matthews and RJ Melendez, the reason it looks weird and there's like a weird snippet in there is because I had to clip two videos together. Because after I asked my first question to Cam, Chris, this was in the hallway right outside the press conference room. Chris Jans runs towards me, and I was scared he was about to yell at me.
You're like, what did I do?
He was like, hey, man. Hey, man. Hey. I was like, yeah. He said, congratulations on your award. And he runs off. And Cam was like, man, let this man ask questions. And he just ran away. So I had to stop that video and clip these two videos together. I couldn't even put it on YouTube because it recognized it as a short.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway, and then after in the press conference, he did the same things. So I really appreciate
that's awesome.
Chris for that. That was
right.
That felt good.
And like you just mentioned, you were at the game last night in Nashville for Mississippi State versus Vanderbilt. I think the biggest takeaway I have from the first two games of conference play for Mississippi State is that in neither game have I thought this is the best that this team can play.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they have won by 35 and by 12. And yeah, Vanderbilt was able to get back into the game last night.
Could have easily won that game by 20 plus.
But that's the thing. When State had to make plays to win the game, they've made the plays and won the game.
Yeah.
I guess my question isn't how impressed are you with this Mississippi State team, but are you impressed as I am the fact that they have? I don't feel like they've played their best by any stretch of the imagination, yet they are easily 2-0, including a true road win now.
And I like that the game played out like that. Mm-hmm. You need that because they're going to go to Tennessee. They're going to go to Auburn. Florida's at home, I think.
Florida's at home. They got to go to Auburn. They got to go to Tennessee, and they have one with Alabama.
So arguably three of the best teams, not arguably, they're three of the best teams, top five in the league.
Yeah.
You need to kind of like have this aura about you, like you've been through this. Like, I think this would be better for Mississippi State than had they just come out and blown them out, I think. The way that they were able to collect themselves, because now they've been in an environment where, you know, had you not like allowed them back in the game like that, the crowd would have never been in it in the second half like they were.
Right.
But they got loud. They got raucous in there. And State had to call a timeout, collect themselves, and come out and make plays to go win the game. And they did. Here's one thing, Brian, that I was really thinking about after that run there late in the ballgame. Claude O'Harris hit the three. You got some big defensive stops, all that junk. The main takeaway I had was, this is why Chris Jans is, to me, one of the best coaches in the country. Because after he calls timeouts, after he gets a chance to collect the team and go over what they need to improve on, they do it.
Yeah.
We saw it after that first media timeout in the first half. I thought State was playing very sluggish out of the gates. They didn't play very well. They really struggled on the defensive side of things.
Yeah.
Then they come out of that timeout and just clamp down defensively. So the rest of the first half, they were really good on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that after timeouts like that. When Chris Jans would call a timeout, they were better when they came out of it. That's a mark of a very good coach. And for State to – you go up 22, you're coasting a little bit. You know, Cam Matthews got in foul trouble. You had who else was in foul trouble? Michael Nwoko,
yeah,
who was playing, I thought, fairly well.
He played great. He couldn't get out of foul trouble. If he had played 7-8 more minutes, he probably would have had 12 points.
Yeah. So you know, you were able to kind of weather that storm as they got it right back to 5 points, and State pulled away late. I thought this was really good for State to experience this and find a way to win in a tough environment. Vanderbilt's always a weird. Very weird place. Mm-hmm. It's a very weird place to play. With the way the place is set up, you know, they had a solid student contingent there. It was loud enough that it was affecting Mississippi State. But you said it. I mean, this team is not playing its best basketball. Mm-hmm. And if you look at, you know, some of the stats, 47% from the field was solid.
That's good.
You know, but. And 16-19 from the free throw line was great. Cam Matthews 4-for-4.
Especially when you 16-19, two of your misses are from Hubbard.
From Josh Hubbard. Hubbard played badly.
Yeah.
Riley Kugel played awful.
Yeah.
Those are, to me, your two most gifted scorers.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them had a good game, and you still found a way to win by double digits on the road against a good team. I think Vanderbilt, they've done a great job in the offseason. Getting some players in there. I thought Hoggard was really good in the second half. It was, to me, a huge win for Mississippi State. This will be one that pays dividends down the road.
When you think about that, you're talking about down the road, they have to, and you mentioned this to somebody on Twitter, they have to drop 38 spots,
mm-hmm.
right? As of, you know, they were 38th this morning. Excuse me. So that seems unlikely. You know, assuming they don't go 2-16 in conference play, that's probably going to stay a top 75 win, and by definition, a quad one win. You mentioned how, you know, the coaching. I think where that really shows up is in the last two games, the last 2 minutes of the half, State has extended leads.
Mm-hmm.
And they really looked like that. When you talk about, if you wanted to pick a spot where they played their best, the last 2 minutes of the first half in both of these games might be it.
In early first half, I mean early second half.
Yeah,
They went on a 10-2 run.
Well, same thing against South Carolina. They're before they go to the locker room and after they come out of the locker room, it might be the best time. That's when coaching is happening.
Great coaching.
So, really good. So, I guess what my question is going to be is, if we feel like this team hasn't had to, like, emotionally exert itself to any point, do you think that we're going to see that high-level basketball this Saturday against Kentucky? I have to think you were agreeing with what I said, that State fans were probably watching the Kentucky-Georgia game going, we need Kentucky to win this game.
Yeah.
You did not want them coming in the wounded animal. But now, at the same time, I watched that Kentucky team, and I'm like, man, State can beat them.
Yeah, it's, you know, I thought they played really well against Florida. It's still a really good team. Mm-hmm. And I think Mark Pope is a great coach. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that hire coming in, but
he's
really
doing good so far.
I really believe, you know, he did a really good job before he got there too. So, you know, I think they're going to be a good team. I think this isn't going to be an easy game by any means. But if history proves correct, at least history this season, Mississippi State is going to play up in this ball game. It's Kentucky. It's a top 10 team, even though they lost to Georgia. Mm-hmm. State against these teams that have been ranked or that people expected them to lose to or expected them to struggle against, they've come out and played extremely well. And Josh Hubbard last year in this ball game really rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
He's been kind of up and down last few days or last few games. I just feel like he's going to have a big game. I thought he was going to have a big game against Carolina, and he did too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he would last night.
Yeah.
But I just feel like this one is going to be a big moment for him. So we'll see. I thought he was – I guess Vandy, I thought he was trying a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing he has to understand is he doesn't have to take games over anymore. Mississippi State is in the position now where half court, transition, whatever, mm-hmm. they can rely on all five players on the floor most of the time. Just about everybody can score. Even Sean Jones hit a big three at a big moment last night.
It was 4-for-4 from the line.
You don't have to have Josh Hubbard be Josh Hubbard all the time. I thought midway through the second half, he was trying to do too much.
See, I kind of thought the opposite, because I mean, he took 9 shots, right? There was a time last year where that would have, with the way he was struggling, that would have been 15 or 16 shots.
Well, I think in the first half, he just kind of disappeared a little bit.
I think he was letting other guys do stuff.
Well, second half, he was trying to do too much. He was mm-hmm. taking some bad shots.
He did take a few bad shots.
Trying to get to the rim and draw fouls, and they just weren't calling him.
That wasn't. I don't want to go too far down that road, but it did feel like a different game on each side of the court.
It did. I had a couple people tweet at me like, Mississippi State got good calls too. Well, for the majority of the second half, the first half, whatever, they're kind of feeling it out.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the second half was called incredibly one-sided. And yeah. there's no way that you can argue against it if you watch what was happening.
Agreed.
The way that State was being called for fouls was different than what was happening when they had the ball. Hand-checking, bumping, like they didn't call any of that stuff when Mississippi State had the ball. And it changed the course of the game until State was able to just take it over. But the crazy thing is when I thought it was really bad, State was extending the lead.
Yeah.
That's what was crazy about it. But, there were still some bad calls that allowed Vandy to kind of creep back in it. And once you get that momentum, it's hard to stop. But to State's credit, they did it. That's what I think this team does better than a lot of teams at Mississippi State in the past. When they just need something good to happen, mm-hmm. they find a way.
Yeah.
We saw it in Memphis. Mm-hmm. We kept thinking Memphis was going to climb back in it. They never did.
Yeah. I think this game, tell me what you think of this, that it's a statement game this Saturday. It's a statement game if State wins.
Yes.
If they lose, it's just, okay, well, they lost, but they can still go and play well. And if they beat one out of Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, you still feel great, right?
It's just
but if you win and you're 3-0, and now all of a sudden you're going to be ranked in the top 10 going to Auburn, and you've got a ton of momentum, and people are going to say, hey, this team can win on the road, it could become a statement game.
Well, and also, you're playing against history here.
Yeah.
You're playing against a team that you just have not beaten in the last 2 decades. You beat them in 2020, and that was it since 08, 09.
And that was the – they beat them in 2020?
Yeah, at the SEC tournament.
At the tournament, yeah. They never they
blew it at home.
They never beat Calipari
in the regular season.
In the regular season.
Mm-mm.
So
Billy, what was the coach? Billy Kennedy? Not Billy Kennedy. That was
Billy Gillespie.
Billy Gillespie. Yeah. Billy Kennedy was the A&M coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Billy Gillespie was coaching that team that had Patrick Patterson you know, that group.
Yeah.
And then the next year, Calipari took over.
Under when Gillespie and like the last couple of years of Tubby Smith. State had some success against Kentucky.
Well, they went to Rupp,
yeah.
If you remember, in 08,
yeah.
And beat them in Rupp.
Yeah.
And then beat them at State.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Been a long time.
Yeah, the next year was the John Wall, Anthony Davis year.
The stripe out.
He had a chance to win and didn't get it.
Yep.
Of course, you had the close game in 11. With they had the lead in that game with Moultrie and that group and
against Anthony Davis and all them.
Yeah,
I mean they were close in games against a lot of great players.
You mentioned was it 21? I guess would have been when we were still under COVID rules, so there's hardly anybody in the arena. Calipari gets thrown out of the game. Dante Allen, who scored more points against Mississippi State than he scored against they scored in every other game that he played in his college career.
It truly was insane.
Yeah,
if you look at what he did at Kentucky. What he did against Mississippi State,
yeah.
Specifically,
it's something
mind blowing.
This is an opportunity for Mississippi State to, you know, like I said,
we find out if it was a John Calipari thing or not.
Yeah, or if it's just that uniform. You know, it was always that way for State with LSU in football. Maybe it's that way in Kentucky. But I mean, if it's Kentucky, it's that way for a lot of teams.
It was.
You're not alone in that. You know,
yeah, you know, Ole Miss struggled with them, and you know, teams like that. That I mean. They just won a lot of games, but it's just crazy that State
are talented.
It's just crazy though. State during that stretch, they had what was crazy about it is there were so many close games.
Yeah,
I broke it down last year because they went down to the wire like that.
Yeah,
there was the amount of like single digit games during that stretch,
mm-hmm.
like
and
it was insane.
Not
and
a Calipari game
figured
but,
out.
I mean, the game in 04 is maybe the most heartbreaking game in Humphrey Coliseum history.
You know, people had been waiting for that game for a long time. They camped out outside. Students had camped out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whiteout. It was absolutely electric. To this day, I still think one of the best atmospheres ever there.
Easily. You lose on a tip-in like that.
It looked like you had overcome them there.
Yeah.
You thought you got a tie-up. They get the ball and... You know, Lawrence Roberts, if he had, you know, a centimeter, like, more
he tips
length.
It away, yeah.
He just engulfs it.
Yeah.
Instead, it goes off his hands and in.
Yep.
State lost two games in the regular season that year, and they were both at home.
Yeah, lost to Alabama, the Kennedy-Winston game.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Beat Alabama.
Winston Frazier.
Beat Alabama.
Winston Frazier had his hand right here in Kennedy-Winston's face, and he was still draining threes. It was incredible.
Yeah, Alabama had some... years there where they just absolutely could not miss.
Yeah, there you go.
98-49. Remember that one?
Yes, but then I remember State getting revenge.
Which was crazy.
Down the road.
Yeah.
So.
But State did that in 04. Well, they lost at home and
won on the road. Came back from, they were down a ton.
18.
Yeah, I was at that game, yeah. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Science. Got a funny story today from Cam Baker.
Okay.
Told me that when I said the phone number, Somebody, he gets a phone call today, and apparently he said, the guy was like, oh, man, I was just listening to Thunder and Lightning, and Siri picked up that phone number and just called. And I was like, you got to call, you got to make a sale at that point. You got him on the line.
You got him hooked.
He's got it. The rules are you got to make a sale. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, don't let Siri just call you accidentally. You need to, if you own a business, you need to be calling Pip Printing and Signs for your own business because that they are going to put together a program and a plan for you that's going to get customers in the door in 2025. They've been doing it for 30 years, so it's not like I'm just making this up as I go along. They know what they're talking about at Pip Printing and Signs. So call Cam Baker at, hey Siri, call 601-499-5216. All right, let them dial it up there.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, no!
Is it calling?
It's calling. No. All right, I think I got him. I forgot I actually have a phone. Did it do to you?
No.
All right.
I don't do the whole Siri
thing. I got you. I got you. He'll laugh when I tell him that, if he listens to the podcast, too. So, when you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. This weekend, this Saturday, 5 o'clock, the Tip-Off Society meets at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Come by, grab some food, grab some beverages, and have a good time with your fellow Bulldog fans prior to the tip of Mississippi State versus Kentucky. I was told to say wear white, but I'm not going to say that. So I'm just telling you, wear what you want, but whatever you want to do,
Just don't declare that it's a whiteout. As long as you don't declare it.
Right, right. Yeah, there you go. So, Tip-Off Society, 5 p.m. will be at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And also, this weekend, if you're going to be around, grab lunch at the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Starkville's best new restaurant is the Older Brother, right there in the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
50. When you need technology for your business, give them a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number, guys. No 1-800 number, no being on hold for 45 minutes, no call center that's going to make an appointment for you, and maybe they'll be there next week. Imagine if your copier stopped working and you're like, hey, we can't make copies for a week. That's not how things go. So you need to talk to the good free people at Advantage Business Systems and get on board with them. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the game this weekend, where do you need to go? You need to go to Maroon & Co. and grab some great new Mississippi State gear. They've got it there at Maroon & Co. Great name brands, stuff you can't find anywhere else. And most importantly, as far as I'm concerned, they've got the logos that you want. The interlocking, the M over S, and of course the state script. Whatever you're looking for, Maroon & White, it's available to you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code, THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions apply. This Saturday, before you're at the hump, make sure you go by Maroon & Co. All right, Mississippi State, into the portal.
Diddly, diddly.
No commitments since we last got together, but we feel like State's in a pretty good spot with a couple of players, starting with Illinois offensive lineman Zy Crisler. I had a source reach out to me last week and tell me that they felt like this was going to happen. And then if you read Paul Jones's article today on On3, the quotes make it seem like Zy Crisler will be a part of this class sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and a lot of people, when he first went into the portal, started looking at the PFF grades, and I know we got some PFF freaks out there. I don't want to sound like Scott Steiner, yeah. But we got some PFF.
Mike Florio is your hookup.
Holler if you hear me.
There you go.
Dog season. Yeah, we especially on our board, they love PFF, and I think it's great. I think PFF's really good, but there are some flaws in it. But there were some grades that were less than sterling for him. But at the end of the day, it's a guy that started
3 years
for
at a power
two and a half, three yeah. years in a Power Four school that Brett Bielema liked, and I trust Brett Bielema's evaluations on offensive linemen, and he's a Mississippi guy, right?
He is. He's from Crystal Springs. Played with Trevion Williams, then played at Gulf Coast.
Well, he went to Kapai, right?
He's from Kapai Academy.
So he didn't play with Trevion. He knows him.
The article said that. Let me reread the article. I thought it said he played with them.
Well, there's another guy that played with Trevion Williams.
Okay, hold on. I want to reread just because I don't like giving out false information. All right.
Well, we'll just blame it on Paul Jones.
He's played his prep career at Crystal Springs and Kapai Academy. So he played at both.
Okay.
So he played with Trevion and with Johnny Daniels.
All right.
And then also played with former Bulldog Percy Lewis down at Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Yes.
All right, there we go. We're caught up.
All right. So big guy, really big. Mm-hmm. I would like, I think that he's going to be obviously a guard probably for Mississippi State, but it definitely raises your floor in that room. And adds another guy in there that can compete for starting position. I don't see any issues taking a guy like this.
No.
And had some suitors, so I think this is fine. If they do land him, we don't have a commitment yet, but it appears to be heading that direction. You don't ever, you know, call your chickens before they hatch or whatever. But yeah, I think we're close to this in the next couple of days or so.
And then on the receiver front, it feels like there's some good news coming from Mississippi State there. As we speak, and it's Wednesday evening, 8:15 p.m., Anthony Evans is on campus for Mississippi State, the former four-star from the University of Georgia. And then tomorrow, the guy that we've been talking about for the past couple of days, Aiden Williams from Ole Miss, is supposed to be on campus. State, I think, feels good about getting both of those guys, which will wrap up the recruiting for the wide receiver position. Definitely, they're going potential with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely look like they've put a little bit of emphasis on getting some more speed in that room. This is not a situation where we have a Kelly Akari coming in off of a 1,000-yard season. These are guys that, you know, you're going to have to project a little bit, but at least it feels like that they have – these guys have high ceilings. It's just, can they get there to them?
Yeah, for sure. It is definitely a gamble here. But, you know, I'm not upset if they close here with Evans and Williams. I think the wide receiver room is solid at that point. There's not a ton of production in that room. But let's be honest. I mean, there wasn't a ton of proven production in it last year either. Mm-hmm. Mario Craver had not done anything. Kevin Coleman, while I think most all of us were excited and thought he was going to do big things, his best season was, you know, 300-something yards, mm-hmm. I think, at Louisville. I can't remember what he did at Jackson State. He might have had a better year there.
Yeah.
But he was mostly viewed as, like, a returner.
Yeah.
Like, you could do some good things with him offense, but you didn't expect him to be close to 1,000 yards.
He's going
to
be the guy.
Akari.
Yeah.
And, you know, Akari didn't really do that much this year. You had Jordan Mosley you were counting on. So, to me, I think the talent is probably higher if you get Aiden Williams and Evans in that room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the talent level is probably higher at that point.
But it's potential.
Fairly unproven.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. But if that's what you close with, I think it's okay. I think you're good. Yeah, it's not what you wanted. You could have gotten better. But it's not something that I think I'm looking at going into offseason in the spring and saying, what is State going to do at receiver? I think that there's enough talent there that Jeff Lebby has proven he's elevated wide receivers' games everywhere he's been, if you look at it, especially at the slot position. So, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the day. But if that's who you close with, and again, I would put chances fairly high that that's what they do close with. I like it. I really like Aiden Williams. I've been higher on Aiden Williams than a lot of people.
You have.
This offseason. And that was a guy that I've been thinking since the end of the season could be a potential transfer portal guy because of what they've recruited at Ole Miss. And I kind of chalk it up. I don't know what people will say that have covered that team. I haven't talked to anybody over there that covered him and gotten their thoughts on it. But I kind of chalk it up to the fact that Aiden Williams was a high school guy that needed a little time to develop, and they just didn't really have time to do that. They went out and got Trey Harris. They went out and got Juice Wells and guys like that. He kind of got lost in the shuffle. But if you look at him on the surface, the talent, what he had coming out of high school, what we've seen in the offseason, he's got a ton of hype every single offseason so far. I like the potential of Aiden Williams as an outside receiver for Mississippi State and breaking through this season. And we've seen it a lot of times where guys go from hardly any production to really exploding. I think that's a possibility for Aiden Williams if Mississippi State's able to get him, and that's the direction that's heading as well.
We shall see. Hopefully by the end of this weekend, Mississippi State has added to that receiver room and can be done. And at that point, it's just about maybe finding one more lineman and the cornerback position.
Cornerback is...
I have no idea what they're doing there. I can't be made to understand what's happening there.
Because, you know, we had questions about Chad Bumpus's evaluations, recruiting, his plan, whatever. At the end of the day, if he gets Evans and Williams here and closes out with that, and you got Marcus Allen, who I think you could do some things with him, mm-hmm. I think Brennan Thompson's going to have a lot more success in this offense this year. I'm high on him. Mm-hmm. I'm just not super upset about the wide receiver at that point, if you're able to close that way. cornerback is just, I said it the other day, it's just negligence. It's just, it's nothing. It's what are they doing? Right now we've got, all we have to look at is, you know, a guy that I don't think Javon Williams, was that his name? Javon Williams?
Javon
was
Williams.
Even starting at Kennesaw State.
Was not.
And then you got an NAIA guy. I just don't know, at a position that was so important in the offseason, I don't know what they're doing there. They're passing on guys, and, you know, we're hearing about concerns about Michael Coates and guys like that are too small. I just don't understand what's happening there. They evidently feel really good about that room. I do not at this stage.
Yeah.
So, to me, what you've seen so far is
with the,
it's negligence.
The run it back. We like what we have. Uh-uh. They did it with the defensive line last year, and we saw where that got us. So,
on defense, you can't run it back with anything.
Yeah, you gotta improve.
And they've improved. They improved linebacker.
Improved
they improved
safety.
Defensive line.
Yeah.
They've improved safety. Cornerback is the, you know, ugly stepsister right now.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
It's that three headed dragon thing with like the,
yes,
the Ed and Eddie.
Yeah. One's fierce, and one's
That's what the cornerback room
is. I got you.
And I don't know if the other rooms are fierce, but they look a lot more SEC ready than what we see there.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow's show we'll preview Mississippi State, Kentucky in great depth. We'll be joined by Cameron Drummond, covers the Wildcats for the Lexington Herald Leader. Plus, if we get some commitment news, some recruiting news, we'll talk about that as well. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Because they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo. America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.